about store. I bought her a bundle, a beautiful bash. Now baby, don't you know something? She said it right back. We'll be right back.
that voice. Love that guy's voice. That's Phil Marquette. The Senders.
The Senders. Fantastic.
Before you get to what you were going to do there, Jimmy, Phil Marquette's going to call in next week. And he's got a book coming out. I'm in the process of reading it. I got an advanced edition.
And I know it's not even out yet, right?
I almost read half of it right after I opened it.
Unbelievable.
And I'm actually kind of holding off on it because I want it all fresh in my, I want a lot of it fresh in my head when I talk to him next week. He's going to call in. Phil Marquette from the Senders. That was them. I play more of them. I do a block, but I know I'm going to do a ton of them next week. I want to save my next song, my favorite Sendered songs for that one.
There you go.
The guy's played with Johnny Thunders before. I mean, that's all you got to say, really. I mean, he's having a show May Day 2nd, Punk All Stars down in New York City. I'm going down.
You going down?
Yeah, I'm going down for this. Meet Phil. Phil Marquette from the Senders with the Rousers and Friends, Steve Shevlin, Barry Ryan, Danny Ray, J.F. Virgil. Plus, Lenny Kaye with the Waldos, featuring Walter Lohr from the Heartbreakers. Lynn Vaughn, Daddy Long Legs, Conversation with Phil Marquette and Legs McNeil. And the official New York City book launch of Punk Avenue, Inside the New York City Underground, 1972 to 1982, by Phil Marquette.
Wow, you taking 95 down?
I
live right off the exit, you know.
Probably,
you
pick
me up. I would
get a ticket if you want. I'm going with Cal. You want to come with me and Cal?
Sure.
It's general admission. Grab a ticket. I think it's $10 a ticket.
Absolutely.
We're going to fly down there, see the show, and drive back. We've done it for other shows. It's really much easier to see a show in New York City than you think. And somehow Cal always gets a parking space.
Well,
I don't want to even try that in my Challenger, but Cal always says I'll pick you up, so
yeah,
I'm sure he won't mind picking you up if you want to go.
I will. I'll meet you.
I'll meet you on the exit.
95. I'll be right there. My little overnight bag.
That's May 2nd, and he'll call in next week. So that's cool. Before I get to more stuff, I will play Thunders and some stuff.
The first week in May is busy for you too.
It's all kinds of stuff going on.
Aren't you hosting a show, I think?
I'm hosting. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on. We have a show May 6th.
You're hosting something on the 5th.
On the 5th is Cal Cali's band.
Right.
I'm not even sure which one it is right now. I've got so much in my head. But him with Hummingbird Syndicate, that will be at the Tavern on the 5th.
That's right.
Thigh Scrapers are playing the 6th at the Midway.
Midway, yeah. And
This thing, the second. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You had a song you wanted me to play.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, we were talking a little bit, and then we played some other stuff, and then bands got in and stuff like that. But this is a song called Noel Noel, which is...
A Christmas song?
No.
Noel?
My good friend, Mark Cornell... he's working at Hotwired Studio. He's putting out some demos and stuff. And I said, give me something to play. And I was very happily surprised. The influences in the mix are really good, really good. Noel Noel is actually, they didn't want to embarrass the guy because they were playing out at the time and he was a regular fan. But if you spell Noel backwards, it's Leon.
Oh.
So the song is really Leon Leon.
Okay.
They wrote it about Leon.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Noel Noel.
Okay.
It's a Project Space Goat, and I like the influences in it. I hear a lot of good stuff coming out of that studio.
Project Space Goat.
Project Space Goat.
Okay.
At Hotwired Studios.
Let's check it out.
Taunton, Mass.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Living in a teenage dream.
too tired to rock.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. What's that?
No way. You can never be too tired to rock.
No. Do you wish you still had a lead singer that sounded like that? You wish I had pipes like that, Jimmy?
No, man. That was very 80s, early 90s.
I need to buy some hairspray for that, right? Jimmy's old band, Rain. 20 Flight Rock.
Doing a cover of Ronnie Montrose, actually.
I thought that was Eddie Cochran.
Yes, and Ronnie Montrose was doing a cover of Eddie Cochran song.
Right.
So a lot of people have done it, but it's just a fun riff to play.
It's definitely cool. Rain, 20 Flight Rock, Project Space Goat before that with Noel. It should be called Noel Noel so people don't think it's a Christmas song.
Spell it backwards.
Leon. Does he say Leon in the song?
No.
Does he say Noel in the song?
According to folklore, Leon was a fan and they wrote the song about him and they didn't want to know that they couldn't say his name in the song, so they spelled it backwards. Uh-huh. Leon spelled backwards as Noel.
How fancy.
Isn't that great? and now that Leon is no longer in the picture, we can call it Leon.
I should talk. That guy might be producing our next album.
I know.
91.5 WMFON Medford. Hey, got a request? We have like 40 minutes left of the show. Believe that? 855-915-9636. It's going real slow without Marie.
Well, Marie is a Spock plug who has more fans than you do.
Probably,
I'm sure
by at this point.
Yes, and she's not here today. They called me in, and I said, I can't really speak because I've got laryngitis. And they said, no, we need you anyway.
Because you're mentally retarded?
Yeah. they said, we need somebody that's,
Did you just say that? No.
On the same level.
I was just singing the Queers line. I'm really goo-goo over you.
Oh.
Mentally retarded too.
Yeah.
How about some Johnny Thunders? We mentioned him earlier, huh?
Johnny Thunders was an influence, I thought, that mocked the producer.
He's an influence on us.
Yes.
Crying out loud. 855-915-9636. What do you want to hear on MFO?
She's gone, but she's Lover boy. Whoa!
91.5 WMF. Oh, Bedford. I was just thinking, Kel, thinking those guys were like having one over on me. You know, I was thinking, you know, we handled Andy California okay. If we can handle him, we can handle anyone in this.
I think
the studio.
Yeah. Andy California was one of the most terrifying acts ever to enter the studio.
He was the most entertaining to me.
Yeah, and terrifying at the same time.
I loved it.
It was fantastic.
I was in my glory watching that.
He was fun.
Putting the moves on Marie and Paul Lovell at the same time.
At the same time.
those were the people horrified. I was laughing my ass off.
I mean, you know, you've got a guitar put up against your chest and his forehead put up against your forehead and his mic is coming off his guitar, which is between.
Goodness.
You know, he still finds room to find that lip room, though, if you actually did want to kiss him.
Oh, no.
You know, my God.
That hairy lip.
Yeah, no way. Boston Groupie Report's coming up soon.
Yes, Boston Groupie Report. We'll do quarter four. And you were telling me a funny piece about the Aerosmith book you're reading.
I read a lot of rock books. So do you. Everybody does.
I haven't in a while. Now I am, but...
I can't wait to get to Christy Hines' book, Reckless. But before that, I got to finish Rock's, Joe Perry's book. And it was just kind of funny to me because, you know, we all have local ties. And he said I thought it was a humorous story about Mark Parento.
Right.
Rest in peace from WBCN, famous, Aerosmith promoter and fan. And
Big Deep.
Yeah. This
BCN DJ. Yep.
BCN DJ. They were trying to get, Mark was trying to get all these guys back together after the Perry Project and, you know, try to kickstart their career. And in the book, the way Perry would have it is that Mark had them over his house, and Mark had every Aerosmith record known to man and every bootleg ever known to man, according to Joe. And he said at one point, he said that him and Steven were talking and not sure that they were really ready, you know, but they were making light conversation. And Mark Parento put on a cut from Toys in the Attic called You See Me Crying.
Yes.
And according to the book, Steven said, "Oh my God, that song is beautiful. We should cover that song." And
he didn't recognize himself.
Absolutely. And Steven said, "Who did it originally?" And Joe said, "You did." And Steven supposedly said, "Where was I?" And Joe said, "You were in the recording booth singing it."
Yeah, that's you, buddy.
Moron.
It is a great song.
So, you know, that's not fair to Steven because he doesn't have, you know, equal time to retort, but
right.
I'm sure he did it in some form of media. But it's a great book. It's called Rocks.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to
the
Christy Hine book. There's so many books. There's not enough books in the world.
First, I got to finish Film Arcade's Punk Avenue. But really, like I said, real easy read. I read half that book in one, you know, few hours. Punk Avenue, Film Arcade. But Joe Perry's Rocks.
Yeah.
Go out and get that, too.
It's a good read. It's very incoherent for the first four chapters.
Right.
Yeah, ghostwriters these days.
Right. But, that was the one thing about the Stooges movie, the one thing I didn't like. I'm watching the Stooges movie last week, and Jim Jarmusch, the director of it, goes, "This ain't your Aerosmith documentary." And I'm like, "Oh, man." I'm like, I mean, they got just this crazy story and longer story, you know. But whatever. Well, that's a great movie, too, by the way. Gimme Danger. It was just that part I didn't agree with.
You're just mad because they didn't.
70s Aerosmith still rocks. MFO.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, some classic Aerosmith there. You see me crying.
Produced by Jack Douglas. Jack Douglas is, I don't know, kind of reaching out now. He's,
what's he up to?
Well, he's got a lot of projects going on. He posts a lot on social media.
Yeah.
And he seems to be pouring his heart out and saying a lot of good stuff. I love his feed. You can catch him on most social media. He's very acceptable.
Name again?
Jack Douglas produced Toys in the Attic, and he also produced Rocks and several other Aerosmith albums. I think everything but the first album, and then up until Permanent Done With Mirrors.
Oh, up until they got bad. Some great work. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So it's April 22nd today, you say?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we just missed the Jerry Kids F... what's that? Oh, I don't know. You're going to have to read about that yourself. Tonight, Electric Frankenstein, Cymbal Six, Jesus, and Duck and Cover at O'Brien's. We have Blow's 7th Annual Blue Ball with special guests Strange Fuzz, Electric Street Queens, and Power Slut Nighttime Show. The Nighttime Show at the Midway. Look at this one. Willie Alexander and the Persistence of Memory Orchestra and Rick Berlin's Nickel and Dime Band are doing a special show at Cape Ann Cinema. Starts at 8 p.m.
Wow. Where is that?
That's at Cape Ann Cinema and Stage. I'm not sure where is Cape Ann. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. That's why I asked.
Does that mean? I don't know.
Willie hasn't been on the show now for a while. It's
but you can look at all this stuff on groupienews.com, and it says buy ticks here for that. Somewhere in New England, I'm sure. Last ones, Tiger Bomb, Corolla DeVille at the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly tonight. Gypsy Moths and Dogmatics are at the New World Tavern in Plymouth. Further out, next Friday, the Low Babies, Kermit's Finger, Loser's Circle, and the Grommets are at O'Brien's. Next Friday, there's Upper Crust, Benny Sizzler, Devil on Horseback at the Once Ballroom. Friday the 28th, it's Lydia Lunch, Hard Nips, that's a Japanese girl band. Cassie J. Snyder, it says that on there, I'm just reading. Cassie J. Snyder and Noyne Brown West at Ralph's in Worcester. And, it says, why isn't the show in Boston or Cambridge? Friday, former Misfits member Michael Graves is at Firehouse 13.
That's down
Firehouse 13 in Providence.
That's in Providence, right.
There with Damnation, The Skeleton Beats, and Deprived, and Wolfman Chuck.
Wow. That's going to be a good show.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. And then, like we said,
Tiger Bomb, Linda Manda.
I don't know. There's Cal Cali's band, either Glider or the Cal Cali band with Hummingbird Syndicate. They're tavern at the end of the world. Oh, we'll talk about that next week, too. Yeah.
So good.
But for all this stuff, BostonGroupieNews.com. Check it all out. There's all that and more on that page. Just making sure people aren't yelling at me on Facebook. You're forgetting the... Look it up!
You left me out.
Look it up! I heard Cal's band is covering this song. Joey Ramone on MFO.
Yeah.
I bet you're glad the Beatles are back. I sang that myself last week.
Yes, you did.
The computer was down. Did you hear it? Were you home listening?
I listen. If I'm not on the show, I listen to the archives.
Tune in next week. We'll have Phil Marcade from the Senders calling in. Looking forward to that. I love the guy. And then we have Tom Baker and the Snakes. It's going to be a great show. Don't miss it. Vin Magazzini coming up next. Stick around. Until next time.
See ya.
In the bird.